Additional cold air will likely dominate a big part of the Midwest for yet another couple of days, and then we'll likely see a bit of a warming trend and a change towards wetter conditions. While the temperatures tomorrow morning will be absolutely bitter cold in the upper parts of the Midwest, portions of Minnesota will likely be in the negative 20s and negative 30s. In fact, some of the computer forecast model data suggest maybe an extreme in the northeast corner of Minnesota down close to minus 40. Don't know that that will necessarily verify, but it'll be cold no matter how you slice it. The temperatures will not get quite as cold as far to the south as you might imagine with this environment. We'll expect to see some more single-digit teens to occur tomorrow morning across the lower parts of the Midwest. But for the most part, that is not likely to create a problem for most of our soft wheat crop across the region. Temperatures in the afternoons as we move forward through these next few days will start off rather cold and then turn a little bit warmer as we move towards the end of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Most of the warmest weather will hold off for a while, though, until we get in front of a storm system that will likely be moving into the region as we get into the early to middle part of next week. Temperatures will be warmest here this afternoon and again on Friday afternoon in the lowermost parts of the region. We'll likely see readings at those times in the 40s and perhaps even a few 50-degree readings. I think Friday afternoon will probably be the warmest, and we'll see the temperatures over 50 degrees in a few locations in the extreme southwest corner of the region, while in the meantime, it will be quite cold still in the northern parts of the region with negative and positive single-digit readings in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, and 20s and 30s across a big part of the eastern Midwest. But the temperatures will continue to warm up, though, as we move towards the early and middle parts of next week, and highs at that point in time, let's say on Monday and Tuesday afternoons, will likely vary from the 20s and 30s in the northwestern parts of the region to readings as warm as the 50s and perhaps even a few lower 60s in the southern parts of the region. Low temperatures at night, I've already mentioned, for tonight will certainly be extremely cold in the northwest. We'll likely see sub-zero readings through a fair amount of Iowa and northeastern Nebraska, maybe reaching down into northwestern Illinois, very similar to what occurred earlier this week. But we're not going to see temperatures colder than that into the lowermost parts of the region, and that will protect our soft wheat crop for the most part. We are going to see the low temperatures rebound for a brief period on Friday morning, but Saturday morning will be cold again with some more sub-zero readings down into Iowa and parts of Wisconsin and negative 20s maybe in parts of Minnesota. Then we'll look for a more meaningful warming trend that will likely get those low temperatures back into the teens and 20s in the northwest and 30s and perhaps some 40s in the southeast by Tuesday morning. Precipitation across the region will be somewhat limited over these next few days, but a couple of disturbances will bring some light snowfall across the Great Lakes region here in the near term. A disturbance coming across the region on Thursday into Friday will bring a little light snow across the upper parts of the Midwest again, with a dusting to maybe an inch and a half of accumulation possible. That'll be followed by another system that'll come out of the central plains here late in the weekend and produce a wintry mix of precipitation and some rain across the area from Kansas and Missouri into the heart of the Midwest. The next larger storm system to possibly impact the region could occur during the middle part of next week, but it's a little soon to get specific about the event. It could, though, produce widespread rain and snow. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.